You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is offering pay increases to non-union affiliated primary school teachers in advance of the collective agreement with those belonging to the Primary Teachers Union, NZEI, Te Reo Roa. This circumvents the president of settling the union agreement first, which the union says undercuts their negotiation process. The union is currently looking for increased financial and staffing support from the government as workloads increase with both curriculum changes and an ever-rising number of teachers moving over to Australia. To discuss the negotiations and the issues that primary school teachers are facing, I spoke to NZEI spokesperson Liam Rutherford. The government is offering a new individual employment agreement to some non-union teachers. Is this undercutting NZEI in any way?
This is a serious breach of good faith from the government. For decades, we have had practice of non-union teachers receiving the terms and conditions of the collective agreement after it's been settled. This move has brought about a lot of anger and frustration from teachers because it's looking to divide and conquer. What it's going to mean is that within a staff room, you're going to have teachers getting paid different amounts. And teaching by its nature is a rather collegial profession. And so we're just really disappointed with the move that the government has done, particularly given our current negotiations for the collective agreement are at such a delicate stage.
What is NZEI looking to get out of the negotiations at the present?
There is a small number of very important issues that are currently driving primary teachers right now. The first one is around being valued for the work that they do. And they're talking lots about how is it that we kind of attract and retain people into the teaching profession. Certainly there's lots of talk around the advantages of moving over to Australia right now. The second one is around the kind of lack of support for students with learning needs. This is something that has been coming up consistently for teachers because a child's learning conditions or a teacher's working conditions. And so they want to make sure that students are getting what they should out of an education system. And currently it's falling short, which tends to add more pressure onto other students and teachers alike.
The government's made a big show of making improvements to the education system, making changes to get better outcomes. Is this something that we're seeing reflected in the government's approach to negotiating with primary teachers?
I think this is some of the frustration that teachers feel because they hear stories about the government bragging about X number of million dollars being put into learning support. But the reality is that that's not making a tangible difference on the ground. And so that frustration comes from politicians patting each other on the back because they've managed to get something into the budget. But teachers are much more motivated by whether or not a kid's got the support and the resources that they need to be successful. And that's where we just see a huge gap between a government being really proud of themselves and teachers wanting kids to have the resourcing that they need.
Yeah, and so if we're looking in the short term, obviously there's the agreement that we're looking to get resolved, but also in the long term, what kinds of things would NZEI be looking to the current government or to future governments, obviously in its election year, to see what improvements could be made in the education system?
Yeah, look, that's in some ways a really complex question, but also a real simple one. Our kids do need a diverse range of supports to be successful in classrooms. But if you go and ask teachers what's actually going to make a tangible difference, they're talking about really basic things like teacher aides in a classroom. This is an extra pair of hands to help with the running and the management of classes. But it also frees the classroom teacher up to be able to give one-on-one support time to the students that need a little bit more. And so while it's not a perfect solution, it's definitely one that would make a tangible difference and one that we're really keen to push the government on.
And you also mentioned that many teachers are leaving to Australia. Teachers are one of the key industries that Australian recruiters are targeting from New Zealand. What are the schools and the Australian government doing that's better than what teachers are seeing here?
To be really blunt, lots of our young teachers who have been in the profession for kind of 3 or 4 years now are looking at things like pay rates and the type of life that they want to lead. And so they're heading off to Australia because they can earn $20,000, $30,000, sometimes $40,000 more for doing a comparable job. And if you're a young person that doesn't necessarily have a family yet, that starts to look really appealing, which is why teachers are really keen to make sure that value is one of the things that comes out of this round of collective agreement negotiations. And you'd like to think that the government will be really motivated for something similar as well, given we need to make sure that we're holding on to our experienced teachers. We can't just be an education system that brings a new teacher in for a couple of years and then waves them off from the year pool.
That was NZEI spokesperson Liam Rutherford speaking to me about negotiations between the union and the government and the things teachers would like to see going forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.